This is Jack White with the Capital District Growth Team with another Monday morning message for January the 12th, 2009. This is our regular monthly interview session with Capital District Governor Tom Gantz. Are you there, Tom?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Jack.
Hello there. Tom, we're going to talk about membership and club growth matters today. First, I understand you've got some figures for the first 3 months of this year you'd like to talk about.
Well, yes, we did get our latest figures that bring us through December 31st, and we have a few encouraging points that I think we need to talk about and feel good about.
Go ahead.
Well, as we looked at the first 3 months, the bad news is that we still have a negative sign in front of the number, but that is about a minus 86 is what we're looking at right now. The good news is this is the best part we've had in many years. As most people know, we take several cuts right up front. October, as part of that billing cycle, we typically see rosters get purged, and in years past, the number has been more like 150. And then again in December, as the second billing cycle kicks in, there's another purge, a smaller number. So we typically come into this time of year, January timeframe, with losses showing somewhere in the high 100s, like maybe 100 minus 180. So to be sitting here with only minus 80 as we come into the time of the year where we have traditionally shown positive growth, I think is very encouraging. Certainly we can do better, but it is a good start.
Well, it's good to have something upbeat. What about, that's in the numbers, how about the number of clubs, new club building and club losses and so on?
Well, we did start a new club back in October. We organized a new club in Gloucester, Virginia. That was an effort that got started under past Governor Art Riley and just came to fruition the first month of our administrative year. We have quite a few other new club build in process. The impending holidays kind of put several things on hold, but we're optimistic that we'll be able to organize our two new clubs in Salisbury, Maryland, and let's see, where's the other one? Escapes me right now, but we'll be able to organize two new clubs this month of January.
Do you have any reading on clubs in risk or clubs that we may have lost this year?
We know we lost a club in Norfolk, Bayside Club. It had been dwindling down for several years, and some of the key members have moved on to other areas. It was not a sudden loss or a big surprise, so we do expect most of those members to migrate to other clubs in Division 16. There have been several moves there in Division 16 where clubs have combined, and we've been pretty good about capturing the members, keeping the members. It's just that some of the key numbers are changing as clubs come and go.
I know during the 3 years that I served on the district board, which ended in September, the number of clubs at risk on what we called the district watch list declined significantly because we stayed on top of those that were in trouble and tried to help them get back into shape. I know
right.
They're continuing this year.
Yeah, when we first initiated the tag team 3 years ago, we had 17 clubs on that watch list, and over the course of the next 2 years, we were able to work that number down to less than five. Some of those clubs did fold, but most of them grew to the point that they were off the watch list, and several of those clubs continued to grow and continue to grow to this day.
Good.
We kept that number in the 4 to 6 range for the better part of a year. But last year, that number started to creep up again, and I believe we have 8 clubs on that watch list right now. So we do need to start taking more specific actions to help those clubs get off of that list.
And I know you'll have the Club Growth Committee working with the Lieutenant Governors on that as soon as it's possible. We got a little out of sequence. There's one other topic you wanted to talk about today. And that is the growth summits, which have been held in most, if not all, the regions of our district. Tell briefly what they were and what the results have been.
Okay. Since you mentioned having lieutenant governors working with the clubs and having the growth team working with the clubs, that's a perfect lead-in. Last August, I requested that the trustees coordinate with the lieutenant governors to host the, or conduct these growth conferences. The purpose was to identify which clubs were struggling and could benefit from outside assistance, to look at potential sites for building new clubs, and also look at several sites for building new service leadership program clubs. Those were supposed to be completed before the end of the first quarter of the year. A little disappointed that two of our regions failed to do that. However, those meetings are scheduled for January, so they will at some point get done. The biggest point that we're seeing there is that we are able to put together a prioritized list for where we want to focus our new club building efforts and resources, and also where we want to focus our new club building resources for our service leadership program clubs. Beyond that, then, we also put together a prioritized list of clubs that we feel would benefit most from assistance so that we can focus our resources and help those clubs.
Before we wind this up, there's one question I'd like to ask you because I hear it asked from time to time, and that is, the lieutenant governor will say, we've got some places where we need clubs built, but the clubs involved, the one would be the sponsoring clubs, don't have the time or don't have the energy or the interest in doing it. Is new club building, in your opinion, something that should be tried by people like the average club president or lieutenant governor, or should they always call for expert help either from the district or international?
Well, I guess I would say that any living organism lives to pass its DNA on to the next generation. So if we have clubs out there that are not interested in doing that by building new clubs, that's a terminal recipe there. We're going to end up going out of business if we don't build new clubs. In fact, if we had stayed on our profile and built those two new clubs last quarter, we would be even with our membership and could very easily end the year with a net gain. It's just one of those facts of nature. We have to constantly be renewing and building anew.
I understand the rebuilding, but, I mean, should we expect the average club president, club officers to be willing to take on a club build, or should they say that we want to get the district in here or international people to come in here and help us, and we will then sort of follow their lead? Which way do you suggest for the average?
If a new club build is done properly using the techniques in the membership development manual, the burden on a sponsoring club is actually very minimal. What we depend on most for the sponsoring club is mentoring the new club. Once it's organized and chartered, we need them, the sponsoring club, to work with them to help them develop and get themselves stabilized, get their feet on the ground. The resources and the techniques are there. They're available. We have a new club building committee here in the district. We have our growth team. We have tremendous resources from Kiwanis International. The key to building a new club, a successful new club, is to find members in the target community, or to find prospective members in a target community who are interested in Kiwanis and want a Kiwanis club in their community. They will do the work of recruiting the new members. And that is the key. Far too often we have some well-meaning people who are out there trying to build new clubs, but they miss that important point, and they end up frustrated because they're walking around town knocking on doors and nobody's signing up.
The advice I hear is call for help and then pitch in and help the people who are taking the lead on it.
Yeah, let the local folks work the points of contact and bring the pros in to get the job done.
Tom, our time is up. Thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to talking to you next month. For the Capital District Growth Team, this is another Monday Morning Message. Jack White says, thank you for listening.